It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, February 20th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American industrialist, film producer, and thoroughbred horse owner and breeder Cornelius Vanderbilt Whitney, born in 1899. Known as CV, or Sonny, he was also a founder of Pan American Airways, a Truman administration official, and for nearly three quarters of a century, a prominent figure in horse racing and the arts. He was born in Roslyn, Long Island, and he was spectacularly well-connected. His grandfather, William C. Whitney, made several fortunes in oil, tobacco, and New York streetcars, and served as Secretary of the Navy under President Grover Cleveland. His mother, Gertrude Vanderbilt, was the daughter of Cornelius Vanderbilt II, one of the legendary figures in railroads and finance in the late 19th century. His family's wealth and the frequent absence of his parents on long trips abroad seemed to trigger a craving for success in the young Whitney. He entered Groton at 12, graduated at 18, and promptly enlisted for pilot training in the aviation section of the Army. It was 1917, and the United States was entering the war that had been raging in Europe for 3 years. When the war ended, he enrolled at Yale, where he rowed on the crew and was captain of the squash team. But he became better known in the Sunday supplements as something of a playboy, a tall and dashing figure who made frequent headlines because of his glamorous social life. After graduating from Yale in 1922, he embarked on a series of careers in business and entertainment. In 1927, in his most important venture yet, he founded Pan American Airways and was its chairman for 10 years, beginning in 1931. Whitney also took a turn at politics when he ran for Congress in 1932 as a Democrat from Long Island, but he lost. Soon afterward, he widened his interests in several directions. He purchased his father's horse farm and racing stable in Lexington, Kentucky. He opened the Marine Studios in St. Augustine, Florida, which became the underwater attraction Marineland. And he went into movie making with producer David O. Selznick, helping to finance and produce such Hollywood films as Gone with the Wind, A Star is Born, and Rebecca. But he did all of that and much more with such reserve that in 1941, at the peak of his many careers, the New Yorker magazine opened a profile of him with these words: "Cornelius Vanderbilt Whitney is living proof that a man can inherit $20 million, bear two of the most socially and financially prominent names in the country, become chairman of the board and the biggest stockholder of two of America's giant business enterprises, run for Congress, own a racing stable, build and operate a large commercial aquarium, and at the same time preserve a personality so self-effacing that the public does not know exactly who he is." For 3.5 decades, Sonny Whitney and his glamorous wife, Mary Lou, reigned in high society from the half-dozen homes they maintained in splendor on two continents, in the Adirondacks, on Fifth Avenue, on the farm in Kentucky, in Palm Beach, Florida, and in Spain, as well as in Saratoga Springs. He lived to be 93 and is fondly remembered as a consummate gentleman who was a success in spite of his money. I'm J.D. Reeder. And this is the Reader's Notebook for February 20th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.